You are correct, sir. It is W-8-R-C-Y, not to be confused with W-8-Y-R-C. There's that gentleman out there. I met him over the winter. I didn't meet him, but I heard him on the radio. Yeah, Larchmont is technically, I think, three streets off of Beaconsfield before 69, before I-94 was built in the early 60s, because they cut 94 through between 9 Mile and 12 Mile right through Beaconsfield. And I used to be able to walk into the city of Roseville from my parents' house. It was like three or four streets over, because it was Grant, Larchmont, Hughes, and then Beaconsfield, and then the Roseville streets continued on the other side. But, yeah, those days, the stuff that went on, I used to ride a mini bike or a go-kart on 94 as it was being under construction, and I got kicked off by the cops all the time. Never got busted or confiscated. Just, yeah, you got to get out of here. And then on the interchange of 696 and I-94, we used to hide up at the top of the eastbound 696 ramp to eastbound I-94. It banks to the left as you head eastbound. And we used to go down the entrance ramp to 94, turn around and loop back up the new construction. And we used to hide up there with CB radios, and nobody could find us until the cops found us. And they kind of, some of the Shores cops, St. Clair Shores cops, were cool about it, and they hung out there with us too. But the 70s were, there were some good times in the 70s for sure, Eric, definitely. But yeah, those days are long gone. You can't get away with what we used to, for sure. W-8-R-C-Y. Over to you, Eric, and then back to Arpet.